Good morning, everyone. This is a question from a cyberspace devotee who receives panic attacks when starting meditation, also becomes depressed, and has a great difficulty meditating and wondering what she can do. In Hinduism, Sanatana Dharma, the philosophy gives a very clear intellectual foundation for meditation, believing in the existence of God everywhere and experiencing that. The law of karma, reincarnation, and all the basics lay the foundation for meditation. Therefore, meditation really works well, if a good philosophical foundation is deep within the memory patterns of the subconscious mind. It's not possible with a good philosophical foundation of Sanatana Dharma, most oldest religion in the world, it's not possible to become depressed, because you take the responsibility of everything that happens to you as something that you created in the past. And these basic principles of life are so strong within you that you're relatively happy all the time. Study how to become a Hindu and Hinduism's contemporary catechism, Dancing with Shiva, and get that firm philosophical foundation, then the meditations of merging with Shiva will become very natural and very easy for you. A cyberspace cadet, RS, at yahoo.com, was wondering about gods and goddesses. Are they twin souls? Only in this external world and on the lower astral plane, which is a duplicate of this world, do we have gender, boys and girls, men and women. In the higher inner worlds, all the beings are genderless. They are both male and female. It's only an intellectual conception, or found in storybooks within Hinduism, that there are separate gods and separate goddesses. These great beings in the inner world live in the Shivaloka, and these are the chakras within the head of every individual. And as you know, your head is genderless. R.S., you seem to be very much involved in Sanatana Dharma. Read the book, How to Become a Hindu, and take the next step in your Dharma.